Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tyler Van Dyke is with us. Tyler, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for being with us. We talk about your arm, but how about the way you've been able to run lately? You've been picking up first downs and touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, if it's there, I'm going to take it. So, I'd rather use my arm, but if they're going to give it to me and I need to make a play with my feet, I'll do that. So,
hey Tyler, Don Bailey here. I want to talk to you about, and I want you to explain to our listeners how practice speed is different from game speed, and how it went from a near perfect game versus Central Connecticut State. And the difference in speed in all aspects that you've experienced in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, practice is definitely different than the game speed, especially with the atmosphere. You know, in practice you're used to just going out there and just playing, having fun, not caring, and just going out there and doing what you do. But when you get to a game, I mean, that was, a couple weeks ago was my first real snaps, meaningful snaps, playing for Miami. So, it was a big adjustment. But I'm getting more comfortable back there. It was definitely a big difference, though.
Tyler, we were talking a little bit after practice yesterday about some of the different things you're seeing. And so it's obvious. I mean, it happens in football. You prepare for one thing, and good defense is going to show you something else. But you've had to adjust. You and Coach Lashley have had to adjust here on the run. But when you see some different things, every now and then that's football, right? They get you and you get them.
Yeah, exactly. North Carolina came out showing something they never ran before, never played before. They haven't ran that coverage, what they were doing this whole year, even last year. So, I think that was the reason for our slow start, but I mean, it's on me as well. I just got to let the ball rip, not aim the ball so much. So.
When you're preparing for a game, and I've spent a lot of time with Coach Lashley, I get the impression that because he played the position, because he's coached the position, he played at a high level at Arkansas, that he's able to translate what's going on the field to you as well as anybody. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, 100%. He does a great job of, when I come off the field, telling me what he sees, telling me what's going to be open if we run whatever play he's thinking for the next drive. He's also great at adjusting during the game. As you can see, the last two games, both teams came out and ran something they've not really shown. And we came out at halftime, adjusted. He's done a great job of that.
You have had, I think you probably realize it, but you've had some great moments, right? You've had, I'll pick a few out for you. You ran for the touchdown against Virginia. You threw a beautiful pass to Harley for the touchdown. We'll get to the 97-yard drive in a moment that you engineered. I thought a really cool moment was the two-point conversion. You drifted to your left. There's a lot of traffic. You kind of threw back sidearm to your right. Can you pull these moments out, look at them, and say that this will give me more confidence moving forward?
Yeah, you definitely have to pick out those good plays and use it as confidence. But, yeah, you also have to look at the bad plays, too, and learn from them. So you have to use the confidence from the good plays and learn from the bad plays and ultimately use that to make every play good. I mean, you're not going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect, not even Tom Brady. So, but that is the goal. You want to almost be perfect. So, using those bad plays and the confident plays to help me learn and get better. So
let's go to the bad play. You threw the pick at the end of the game at the 16 or 15-yard line. What did you learn from that? I mean, let's just go to that exact play right there. How did that change? How will that have changed Tyler Van Dyke?
You know, the defense just made a good play there. It was unfortunate the ball just got tipped up in the air. Rambo is right there. He's going to get the first down, possibly even touchdown.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you gotta take those bad plays, learn from them, go sit in the film rooms and just make the best of it, and just get better. So yeah, even the second interception I threw, I had to we ran that play later in the game too, and I just had to adjust to that, to coverage I never ran before. So that they got me on that. And so I just have to go sit in the film room, watch that, and just learn from it, and don't make that mistake again.
I think Rambo does have his man on that play. Look, Rambo's got him to the inside, right? He's kind of got him shielded off.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, he had him shielded off. I mean, it was pretty tight coverage with a good ball. It would have been a first down. But yeah, it was a great play by the UNC defensive lineman who tipped it. It was just an unfortunate ending for us.
So without question, a quarterback always thinks about his offensive line, but there's also another aspect that can help your game as much as anybody, and that's the running game or the threat of. And Rooster, as Jalen Knighton, had a fantastic ball game, over 160 all-purpose yards. How can he help the entire offense and not just the quarterback?
Yeah, Rooster just has that lightning speed, that spark that lights our offense up. So we just have to get the ball in his hands, let him run. Once he finds that hole, it's an automatic 10 yards for him. So yeah, like I said before, we just got to get the ball in his hands and let him run. It just sparks the offense. So.
Tyler, there were quite a few times in the ball game against North Carolina State that you had as much time as you can humanly possibly have as far as protection from your offensive line. It seems that this group, I guess this will be about the third or fourth game that this group is coming together as a unit. How do you find them gelling right now?
Yeah, they're doing a great job in practice. In the UNC game, they did an amazing job with the run game and pass protection. So, yeah, they're coming together really well. Everyone, Zion, Vaughn, Ja'Kai, Scaife, and Jared are all playing well right now. So, hopefully they can continue with that.
How did you feel about when they re-voted for captain and they made you the captain?
Yeah, it was a pretty cool experience, you know. I never thought coming into the season that I would be voted a captain. But at the end of the day, I just have to go out and lead my team, lead them to a win. So that's all I'm really focused on right now, just trying to get my team that win.
Let's go ahead, Joe. We'll look forward real fast here. North Carolina State, they're up next. Another veteran defense, another tricky defense. How do you decode what you're going to see from them on Saturday night?
Yeah, NC State, I believe, is a top 10 defense in the country right now. They have a great safety, a great linebacker, and they just have great playmakers all over their defense. They run some weird coverages and stuff like that that most teams don't run. So we're preparing for that pretty well, and we're confident in our game plan for that. So,
Tyler, when you're preparing, or what's your week of preparation? I mean, obviously there's meetings in the mornings that start at 7:30, 7:45, and you go through practice, and then you have your obligations in the classroom. How much extra time do you put in a day and a week to try and improve?
Yeah, so we'll we start preparing for the next team we're playing on Sundays. So we'll go and watch film on them most of the day. We'll watch the game from the day before, and then watch some film for this week. We watched the NC State. So, and then we would walk through against looks on them. And then Mondays we have off, so I wake up in the mornings. I just watch a few games, see what I see, and then I go on Tuesday, talk to the coaches about base looks and what they're playing and what's a good scheme for them. But other than that, yeah, we have the meetings in the mornings during the week, and then I'll go in every after my classes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and go watch more film on them, and just make sure I know all the defense players are at in a specific coverage. So,
one of the things that Coach Diaz has talked to Don and I about, and he showed it on his television show, is your ability to scan the field and go through the process and go through your reads. Can you take us through that? Is that something that you learn, something that comes very natural to you, going through your progressions?
Yeah, back in high school, it was just throw to the open guy, just find the open guy, find your best matchup and throw to him. When I got here, it was different. I mean, obviously, it's college football. You have to go through reads and make good progressions. So, over the past year and a half, I've just been really focused on making my reads and pocket presence and getting that right before I was taking meaningful snaps in games. So I feel like I really overcame that and really improved on my progressions within the past year. So
when you look back from the beginning of Central Connecticut to this moment, where would you say you've improved the most?
100% my pocket presence and being smart in certain situations. You could see in the Virginia game I took a couple sacks that I shouldn't have that were totally on me. And you could see in the North Carolina game, I still took a couple sacks, but when someone came around the middle, I'd throw it away or get out of there, escape, and find the check down, the open guy, or just get rid of the ball. So I'm still improving that, still learning on that. So, that's it.
We'll wrap it up with this. What is it like for you? This is game 4 coming up. You're the quarterback of the University of Miami. Has a pretty good tradition at quarterback. When Don played, he had a quarterback by the name of Jim Kelly. What is it like for you to be the quarterback at the University of Miami and the responsibility that comes with it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. There's always a lot of pressure on the starting quarterback at a school of this caliber with the past it has. But I'm ready to take that on. I've been ready for that. Ultimately, we just have to get these wins. So whatever I can do at this position to help my team win is the best thing I can do. So,
yeah. Well, as Coach L, the basketball coach, likes to say, visualize what that winning locker room might feel like. Kind of work backwards, right? Visualize what that winning locker room might feel like, and it might be the fuse. You might be able to light the fuse here to something pretty special in November.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, Tyler. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys.
All right, take care. That's quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, the new starting quarterback for the University of Miami.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.